Rajah Shahadeh is an award-winning author. A Palestinian mourning what he sees as the erosion and the theft of his birthplace, the West Bank.
I often feel a stranger in my land. All the Palestinian cities and towns and villages have settlements around them.
Half a million Israelis have moved to the West Bank and East Jerusalem since 1967, when Israel occupied the territory. Their homes are illegal under international law. Palestinians say they make peace impossible.
If they want peace, then they must not be on this land. We must find a way of ending the occupation and making peace between Israel and Palestine.
Jewish settlers, their roads and so-called security zones swallow up the majority of the West Bank, leaving Palestinians cramped in restricted areas. The term settlement is a bit misleading. It sounds new or temporary, but look at this. It's just the corner of what is by no means the biggest Jewish settlement on the West Bank, and it seems these communities have been built to stay and to grow for the foreseeable future.
To have compromises on land.
Matan, Ari and Yadin were born in Efrat settlement. They show me an Israeli school map. The West Bank isn't marked as a separate territory. Would they give up their homes for peace with the Palestinians?
Obviously, I don't want to leave my home, but if you could guarantee peace,
I would leave
my home. I would leave my house too.
I don't believe it's even a question of land anymore.
And give them back land for peace. We've tried it a couple of times. It didn't work.
Even if we do give them these settlements and these parts, they'll ask for more after that. This won't be the end of it.
It's not a question of land. It's a question of that they want to. I see it as destroying us.
Palestinians say Israel is destroying their dream to have a viable state with East Jerusalem as their capital.
There's a wall dividing East Jerusalem from the West Bank, as well as within the West Bank, there are 600 physical obstacles blocking Palestinian movement. The settlements occupy about 60% of the land, and they're scattered all over the place.
The United States has long been critical of Jewish settlers. Still, under President Bush, their numbers shot up. Hillary Clinton will have to do not just say something if she wants this to stop.